Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Beauty and Beats right here on the hottest station on the net, Dollhouse Radio. It's your girl, Royalty. I hope everyone is having an amazing Sunday today. I know that I am. That was Jasmine Sullivan with her track Brand New. I absolutely love that song. If you love it too, you know you can always call us up and request it right here on Dialhouse Radio at 646-595-4038. Also, if you have any questions, comments, you just want to say what's up, you can always call us at that number as well. So are you guys ready to find out what's going on for this week's show? I'm going to tell you in just a second, but let me go ahead and let you guys know, if you are not familiar with Dialhouse Radio and this is your first time tuning into Beauty and Beats, Beauty and Beats air live every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we have you covered from coast to coast. Beauty and Beats is where the world of beauty and music culture meets. So you want to make sure that you tune in every week with me, Royalty, and also my co-host, Jahira, for the latest in beauty, entertainment news, hot guests, and, of course, the best in indie music. Here at Dialhouse Radio, we play majority indie music and very few major artists. So you're always in for some new hot music on this show, that we are showcasing these really cool indie artists. So you guys want to make sure you stay tuned in for all of that. And just so that you know, Dialhouse Radio, all of our shows, and we have over 12 shows here on the station, all of us play indie music. So there's a little bit of something different for everyone on each show. Check out Dialhouse Radio and the Dialhouse Radio family at www.dialhouseradio.com. Also, if you are an indie artist and you're interested in getting your music in rotation on Dialhouse Radio, make sure that you email Dialhouse Radio at dialhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. You want to be sure to include a bio or one sheet, your track in MP3 format, and also a photo of you. We will let you know if your music is picked to be in rotation on the show. And yeah, you know, let's get your music out there. The hottest of the hottest will be picked. We get thousands of submissions on a daily basis. So please, please, please be patient with us. We will get to it. We will let you know what's up. And if you in particularly want to have your music in rotation on Beauty and Beats, you can also send your submissions in to beautyandbeatsdhr@gmail.com. That is spelled beauty, the letter N, beats, DHR@gmail.com. We also are taking music submissions for the playlist on Beauty and Beats. We will review your submissions, and if you are added to the playlist, we will definitely let you know. Okay, guys, that was a mouthful. Also, really quickly, I want to say for those of you who are fans of Sexy and Biz, hosted by sexy adult film star Imani Rose, a new season of her show is going to be starting in November, so you guys want to stay tuned for information about that. We also have a hot, sexy gamer show from Avian Hall of Famer Alana Evans, which is coming soon to Dialhouse Radio as well. So you guys keep listening in to all of our shows so that you can find out all the information on what's new, what's going on here at the Dialhouse, and just stay up to date with everything. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at Dialhouse_radio, and also be sure to follow Beauty and Beats at Beauty and Beats, DHR. Again, that's Beauty, the letter N, Beats, DHR. Follow us on Twitter. You can also find us with the same handle on Facebook as well. Okay, enough of my rambling, you guys. Let's talk about tonight's show. I am super, super excited. And just so you guys know, my co-host Jahira is coming in. She's running a little late. You know she's got to be fashionably late because she's all important and everything. But she will be with us shortly. But tonight, we have a great show. Of course, we've got What's New in Beauty for you. We also have entertainment news. And tonight, we are welcoming back nutritionist and life coach Gigi Garcia. She was with us a couple weeks ago talking about health, and we're going to have that part of our show on a monthly basis so you guys can call in, ask your health questions, find out about cleansing the system, about juicing, about you know, just making smarter choices in your life, because we all know healthy is the new sexy. So definitely Gigi will be with us at the top of the 8 o'clock, so you guys don't go anywhere. You want to make sure you stay tuned, get your questions ready, so we can ask Gigi how we can be sexy and healthy in 2015 and beyond. So there you have it. That's what we've got going on for tonight's show. I hope you guys are excited. I am. We're going to go ahead and get into a really quick break here. And then when we come back, I've got What's New in Beauty for you guys. How does that sound? All right, you guys, we're going to go ahead and get into a little bit of Nicki Minaj, them trendy girls, and we'll be right back after the break.
Bricks them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Queens them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Trinity them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Jamaican girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum.
Yo, he in love with a ghetto girl. He said he want a piece like Meadow World. Pat pat on the kitty cat. He don't mess with them regulars. He's trying to kick it like a ninja. He don't ever play the benches, so I'ma let him touch it. They be playing with some engines.
I know that you want it. I see that you watching. You love when I whine it. You know that I'm sexy. I hope that you ready to come here and get it.
With it, I got them.
Bitch, them girls, them a pop the boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the boom boom. Queens, them girls, them a pop the boom boom. Them a wind up them waist, them a pop the boom boom. Trinity them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Jamaican girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum.
Put it in his face like a cop badge. He wanna pun it like a hashtag. He gon' have to get the wash rag. If he shoot it up, I'ma bust back. Them island girls is the baddest. American girls run the planet. South African, European, Asian, Australian, and my Canadian girl. I know that you want.
Bricks them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Queens them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Trinity them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Jamaican girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum.
All the bad boys try to push up on me. If you want a bad girl, come and spend his money. Say it tastes good. Like honey, in love with a girl from the islands and not a miniskirt glow. I know that you want it. I see that you watching. You love when I whine it. You know that I'm sexy. I hope that you're ready to come here and get it. With it, I got them.
All right, you guys, we are back here. That was indie artist Nuria Afonso with her track Honest Eyes. And before that, that was Nicki Minaj with Trini Them Girls. So if you guys like the track from Nuria Afonso, you can always request it here on Beauty and Beats by calling us up at 646-595-4038. I'm your host, Royalty. We are back. We are still waiting for my co-host, Jahira, to get in on the line. She's running a little late, you guys, but she should be here shortly. We're going to go ahead and get into what's new in beauty for you guys this week. You guys know I always have the goodies on what's going on in the beauty world. And, of course, if you guys want to share any beauty tips or you have any products you want me to try and review for you, definitely let me know. You can always email Beauty and Beats at beautyandbeatsdhr@gmail.com. You can also hit us up here at 646-595-4038. Call and request whatever you would like, and we will make sure we take care of you. So let's talk about what's going on this week in the beauty world. So first of all, we are getting to the holiday season here, and of course, all the major beauty brands are going to be having their holiday collections up. As a matter of fact, if you go to like urbandecay.com, you can check out some of the new things that are coming out for this holiday season. So make sure that you look for your holiday deals at Urban Decay, MAC, NARS, Sephora. Look for it, you guys. You know they're coming up. So that's a big thing during this fall and winter season. And, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming up. Definitely during the Christmas season, you can get these holiday deals now and give them away as gifts or keep them for yourself. It's all up to you. But definitely be sure to look out for that. Now, for those of you who are H&M fashion brand fans, I have something great for you. If you don't know already, H&M has launched its own beauty line. So this beauty line recently debuted in 900 stores worldwide with over 700 product offerings, everything from hair care, skin care, to cosmetic needs. And to make it all better, everything is priced under $25. So this was a really creative aspect to the H&M brand that they wanted to go ahead and launch. And from what I've heard, it seems like the products are really great quality. They really went all in on making sure that you guys had a really wide array of products to choose from. So I think that is super dope that they have that available for you guys now. So not only do you get to wear H&M, you know, fashion products, you can also pick up the beauty products as well. So according to the headlines, it's going to move over Sephora because H&M is making its way through. So if anyone has tried any of the H&M beauty products, let me know what you think about it. And I'm actually going to take some time to check it out myself, and I will definitely let you guys know what I think about the product. So be sure to look for that in the H&M stores, their new beauty line. Also, Huffington Post had a super great article on beauty subscription boxes this week. Now, if you guys are not familiar with these subscription boxes, you can sign up for a monthly subscription box for like 10 to 20 bucks and get a monthly box containing all kinds of sample beauty goodies. Some of the more popular ones that I know of are Birchbox, Ipsy, Glossy Box, and even I think Walmart now has a beauty box that they send out. You know, as you know, brands like Walmart and Target are expanding in their beauty departments, so they also are taking part in the subscription service. But it's super cool for you guys out there who want to try products but aren't really sure if you should or not purchase the product. This way you can get samples that you can try out. If you like it, you can outright buy it. And if you don't like it, you don't have to worry about it. So this article, though, what I thought was really cool about it is that they listed the top subscription boxes for women of color. So I thought that I would share that with you ladies out there if you're interested in finding out what these subscription boxes are. Here we go. So the first subscription box is from Essence. It's the Essence Beauty Box. It is a $15 a month subscription. This box contains 5 products inside that include hair, makeup, skincare, and fragrance categories, and at least 1 item from an indie-owned black beauty brand. Now, I absolutely love this here. Not only do you get some really cool products for your hair, makeup, skincare, and fragrance, which you guys know I love fragrances, but you also get to sample some black-owned beauty brands. And I haven't said this Oh, I probably have said this enough on the show, but I think it's kind of good to really showcase the Black independent beauty brands out there, because we have quite a bit of them, but a lot of people don't know about them, or there's not enough people supporting them, in my opinion. So the fact that they showcase an indie-owned Black beauty brand is super dope in this particular beauty box, and that one I think I'm actually going to try. So I'm going to sign up for that one. I will let you know what I think about it, but if you guys are interested in signing up for it as well, definitely make sure you go and check out Essence Beauty Box online. And again, this is a $15 subscription. The next one is Cocoteak. Cocoteak subscription is $20. The beauty boxes from this subscription includes 5-8 sample size and full size hair care and skincare products from known brands such as Black Radiance, Shea Moisture, and Allaké Naturals. And then you have the option to purchase online from Cocoteak. Now, this one is another one that I'm kind of interested in. I absolutely love Shea Moisture. It's like my go-to hair product right now. And anything that involves Shea Moisture, I'm all about it. So I think this is great. Black Radiance is another Black-owned beauty brand that's out there. Usually you can find it like in your local CVS, Walmart, Walgreens, but they have a good range of products. And I'll tell you guys a little secret, too. When I started wearing foundation, Black Radiance was one of the first foundations that I actually tried. So, no, it was not MAC. I know that's like every beauty enthusiast's first product line is MAC, but no, mine's with Black Radiance. So Black Radiance does have really great products, and they have a nice array of colors, especially for women of color. So, again, you can subscribe to this subscription box. Again, it's $20. And if you love any of the products that you get in your subscription box, then you can definitely purchase the full-size favorites online from Cocoteak. Next up, we've got Curl Box. Curl Box subscription is $20. This box includes 5-7 sample and full-size products containing a lot of natural products from brands such as WeDot, Carol's Daughter, Pantene, and more. And if you're a natural girl like I am, then you would love to try this box, okay? So Carol's Daughter has a lot of great natural products. WeDot has a lot of great products. You know Pantene has a natural line. So this is great for you if you're natural transitioning or considering going natural. The first part of going through this whole natural hair experience is actually finding the right products that work for you. And sometimes you have to really experiment to really find out what's going to be great for your curl pattern, what's going to keep your hair moisturized, what's going to keep your hair shiny and not dull and keep it from detangling. So this is a great way to try out products without breaking the bank to find out what's going to work for your natural hair. Again, this is Curl Box, and the subscription for this one is $20. Next up is Curl Kit. Curl Kit subscription is $25. This box includes 6-9 sample and full-size products geared for the curly girls out there. So this is another one that's geared for the natural ladies out there. Whether you are kinky, wavy, or coily hair divas, this box gives you an opportunity to find products that work with your hair texture. And if you love it, you can purchase the full-size products on the online website. So definitely check those out. That's another thing. If you're interested in finding products to work with your curl texture, you can definitely check out Curl Kit. The subscription is $25. And again, if it's something that you love in this product box, then you can definitely purchase the full size on the online website. And here we go. Lastly, we have the Onyx Box. The Onyx Box subscription is $20. This box includes 4-6 full and deluxe size makeup, skin, and hair products by brands such as Ladabody, Cantu Shea Butter, and more. You can also buy full size products from the online website through amazing flash deals. These subscription boxes are a great way to save money, try products for free before you outright buy them, or try something you have never tried before. So you guys, if you are interested in trying out some different products without spending a fortune on, I think these subscription boxes are a great way for you. In particular, it's awesome that there are also some great picks for women of color. you know, we're always looking for new products, new cosmetic lines, and I think this is a great way to check them out. Also, definitely start checking into some of the indie Black-owned beauty brands as well. Give them a try. If you guys have tried anything that you want to recommend, then definitely give us a call here, 646-595-4038. Let us know what you think or what's your favorite Black, indie Black beauty brand. Let us know here what you think. And also, we'll be trying out some products as well, and we're also going to let you know what we think. So definitely check these subscription boxes out, you guys. Also, do not forget to check out the beauty line that has just launched with H&M. It's now available in 900 of their stores worldwide, so check it out. Really quickly, I just want to bring up that this week has been Paris Fashion Week. And, of course, everybody who is anybody was there to check out the fashions for Paris Fashion Week. So I just want to bring up two ladies who looked absolutely stunning, two celebrities who looked absolutely stunningly gorgeous during Paris Fashion Week. One is Jada Pinkett Smith. You know, she's absolutely beautiful. She looked absolutely stunning. And also none other than the super sexy Rihanna. And, of course, we know that whatever Rihanna rocks, she looks absolutely fabulous in. So I will post pictures of these ladies amongst other celebrities who made an appearance at Fashion Week, Paris Fashion Week, this week, so you guys can check it out for yourselves. And, of course, if you've seen anyone that you thought was fabulous during Fashion Week, make sure you hit us up and let us know, guys. If you have any questions about anything that we talked about, any products or anything that we talked about here on Beauty and Beat, definitely make sure you call us at 646-595-4038. Yes, indeed. We are about to get into another quick break, you guys. And then when we come back, we've got some entertainment news for you. Hopefully, Jahaira will be on with us. And we will see you guys after the break. This is going to be Maya with Money. See you in a minute.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't ever put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, with that deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm all transactions in big bits, don't get it twisted, I am a business, so put your all your money where your mouth could be. Please, M-O-N-E-Y.
to make it through a two-step. Got my paper up when my weight is up. To me, it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over. N is for next, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
With us last week here on Beauty and Beats. So if you guys like that track, let us know what you think. Give us a call here at 646-595-4038. If you're just now tuning in, you are tuned into Beauty and Beats right here on Dial House Radio. I'm your host, Royalty. We are still waiting on co-host Jahira to come in with us. She is running late, so we're going to go ahead and get into a little bit of entertainment news. So first of all, let's start off with Chris Brown. You know, Chris Brown is always in the media for something. Everybody put Chris Brown on the prayer list. But apparently he was accused by a woman, if you guys remember, that he assaulted her on his tour bus. So it looks like Chris Brown is not going to be charged at all in connection with this assault from the tour bus earlier this month. Apparently the woman who filed the assault and hired an attorney said she no longer wanted to pursue the case. So I'm wondering what happened, you guys. Was it really bogus, as Chris Brown stated that the case was? Or, you know, did something happen to make her change her mind? So according to TMZ, they were told cops interviewed other witnesses who were at the Denver Strip Club while Brown filmed his music video with Fetty Wap and French Montana. And they concluded that they didn't have the goods to present the case for charges. So for right now, it is being ruled inactive. And, yeah, so Chris Brown is, you know, free. So I don't know, you guys. What do you think about that? If you guys have heard anything or you have any opinions on what is going on with Chris Brown, then definitely give us a call at 646-595-4038. Of course, in the news, as always, we have to have either Kylie Jenner or Kim Kardashian, someone from that clan. So apparently it's a rumor that Kylie and Tyga, there's some trouble in paradise. Apparently it's not conclusive. We don't have any facts. It is alleged that, something's going on with the two. Every time I see them, I don't see an issue, but they're always being watched, so who knows what's going on with these pair. But if you know anything, if you've heard of anything, any extra gossip going on with these two, definitely let us know. Right now, it is rumored that there is trouble in paradise. So you guys, let us know what's going on. Also, Justin Bieber and Floyd Mayweather, looks like they were seen in Bora Bora in Tahiti this past weekend doing karaoke together. You guys can check out that video as well on TMZ.com. Let me know what you think about that. Looks like them two are thick as thieves. And yeah, I bet that was something to see. So you guys definitely make sure that you check out that video, which is quite entertaining, on TMZ.com. Let us know what you thought about that if you have seen the video. All right, you guys. Well, we are still waiting for Jahira to get in on the line here, and our guests will be coming up here shortly. So I'm going to go ahead and get into another quick little break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some more entertainment news, and hopefully Gigi Garcia will be in with us pretty soon.
I hear them niggas talking, they ain't tripping, they just hating on me, fuck with Davion. I know them niggas plotting on me, they don't wanna see me make it, rather see me gone.
You know them niggas hating when they all up in your face, cause they ain't making what you making at all. You know them niggas hating when you all up on these bitches, and these bitches just taking it
out. I be on that next level shit. 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 Fuck with they be on, got a money making bitch, and she gon' bring it home. That's that next level shit. I be on that next level shit. Yeah, you niggas know about me, since the snitching on me, tell your girl about me, the hottest nigga under the sun, tell the world about me, I'ma be good in a minute, tell them don't worry about me, them haters want me to fail, now my friends at me, you niggas saying you the hottest, but I can't tell, it's no answer for this young nigga voicemail, and I'ma fuck the game, they say sex sales, my girl fly, pretty wings, no Maxwell, it's Lone Star, the hottest ever, nobody better. The flow cold, you gon' need your jacket and your sweater. Pick a letter, I'm a G till I D-I-E. Not a bad boy, but a nigga doing B-I-G.
I hear them niggas talking, they ain't tripping, they just hating on me, fuck with Davion. I know them niggas plotting on me, they don't wanna see me make it, rather see me gone.
You know them niggas hating when they all up in your face, cause they ain't making what you making at all. You know them niggas hating when you all up on these bitches, and these bitches just taking it out.
I be on that next level shit. 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 Fuck with they be on, got a money making bitch, and she gon' bring it home. That's that next level shit. I be on that next level shit. Waking up to the money, I never slept better. Feel like if you got money, pussy a little wetter. Never complain about the rain, I ball in any weather. Mama said never look down, just keep your head up, son. Well, I listen, plus you always seem to mention. When I start getting these riches, these niggas would get to switching on me. Damn, these niggas came up missing on me. Now they can't see me without supervision or permission
lonely. I'm on the road to success without a map. Guess I find my own way. Eyes open for the trap. You can rush me if you want. I'm blocking you on steps. You can diss me if you want. I ain't sending no warning back. I hear them niggas talking, they ain't tripping, they just hating on me. Fuck what they be on. I know them niggas plotting on me, they don't wanna see me make it, rather see me gone.
You know them niggas hating when they all up in your face, cause they ain't making what you making at all. You know them niggas hating when you all up on these bitches, and these bitches just taking it
out. I be on that next level shit. 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 Fuck what they be on. Got a money making bitch, and she gon' bring it home. That's that next level shit. I be on that next level shit.
Slicks, slicks. Amsterdam, Amsterdam.com. Banger, banger.
You ain't never got a question what it was or what it is. Baby, you're a blessing. You are everything I need and more. You ain't never gotta worry about me loving you. You are all I want. You know I'm all yours. When you're not here, it's like I'm lost with no clue. It's crazy but amazing, I'm so into you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm proud of what you don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. So baby, let's see if you're forever and another lifetime. What we got is oh so special. You hold the key to my heart. I know I never gotta worry about you hurting me, hurting me. Trust and loyalty, you give that to me. Can't you see that you're my missing puzzle piece? It's crazy but amazing, I'm so into you. It's like I got the world and you're my private shore. And when we kissing, it's just like a trip of joy. You got me falling, and now I'm all in. I'm proud of what you don't need to think nor hesitate. I know we were perfect, we were meant to be. And when I see the future, I see you and me. So baby, let's see if you're
you guys, we're back. That was Takara Hamilton with All In. And before that, that was Lone Star J with Next Level. If you guys like either of those tracks, You can definitely always request them here on Beauty and Beats. You can give us a call at 646-595-4038. Let us know what you want to hear, and we will spin it here on the show. If you're just tuning in, this is Beauty and Beats, and I am your host, Royalty. We are on Dollhouse Radio. So this is your first time tuning in. Dollhouse Radio airs live 7 days a week. Definitely check out all of our shows. We are live Monday through Sunday. All right, you guys, we are back with a little bit more entertainment news for you. Jahaira is still running late. We're waiting for her to get in here, and also we're also waiting for our guest, Gigi Garcia, to come in and talk health, nutrition with us. You guys definitely don't want to miss that. She should be here at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. So let's go ahead and get back into a little bit more entertainment news for you guys. First of all, I wanted to talk about Amber Rose. It looks like she led a slut walk in Los Angeles, California. And it looks like she had hundreds of supporters who marched alongside her this past Saturday to express their outrage against the mistreatment of women. According to New York Daily News, many of the marchers held signs and shared empowering messages on social media during the slut walk, which was aimed at addressing issues like sexual violence, victim blaming, and gender inequality. Amber Rose led a mostly female brigade as they walked in support of this cause. Now, I know that Amber actually did a video not too long ago. I think it was like the Walk of Shame video or something like that. If any of you viewed the video, you can definitely call us in and let us know what you thought about it. I have a friend in particular who actually viewed the video. And she also made a video in response to this walk of shame. I think that you guys should definitely check it out. Apparently, there was a buzz all over the internet about this video. And my friend, I'm speaking of, her name is Olivia Alexa. You can definitely check her out on YouTube. She's also on Facebook. But her video actually went viral and actually ended up on World Star Hip Hop. And she made a video in response to Amber Rose's Walk of Shame video, pretty much blasting her and, you know, basically just saying, you know, how do you fix your mouth to make a video like this? And I'm not going to even go into details about this response to Amber's video. I want you guys to check it out for yourselves and definitely let me know what you think about that. And let me know, too, about figures such as Amber Rose. What do you guys think, these types of things in general? Do you think women like Amber Rose are setting an incorrect example for our young ladies out there and what they are promoting and preaching and displaying in their actions and what they look like? Is that posing a negative impact on the young ladies out there? So I'm curious to know what you guys think about that, what you guys think about Amber Rose, and definitely check out that video. Again, Olivia Alexa is the person, so you definitely want to make sure that you check her out on YouTube, check her out on Facebook. She has tons of videos out there actually talking about different things, and she gets a wide array of responses, both negative and positive, definitely. So she's definitely outspoken and speaks her mind and speaks from the heart, and you either like it or you don't. So definitely check her out online and check out her response to Amber Rose's video. And if you guys, if anyone's listening who actually attended this slut walk with Amber Rose, and you want to comment on it or what you thought about it, if you thought that this cause was, you know, really a positive experience, and you think maybe Amber Rose gets a bad rap, then definitely call us up at 646-595 and let us know what you think about that. And so I'm curious to find out what, you know, how this event actually went. And apparently it was said that Amber Rose, you know, broke down in tears as she spoke about her exes and her experiences. So what do you think, you guys? So it looks like LL Cool J's son was actually tossed out of a New York City restaurant. So here we go, you guys. Let's see what's going on here. Apparently, he was in Manhattan late Tuesday, and he was thrown out for making obscene gestures. And it wasn't him in particular. It looks like it was the friends that he was with who actually were making these obscene gestures, and he was actually thrown out of the restaurant. According to the headline, it says Papa's going to knock him out, you guys. So we'll see what happens with that. But definitely, LL Cool J's son was thrown out of a restaurant. You know how these celebrities are about their image. So we'll see how that story unfolds as well. So that's about it for entertainment news, you guys. We are actually waiting on Jahira to get in here, and we're also waiting on Gigi Garcia to get in here so we can get into this whole health movement, which I'm so looking forward to talking with her this week. We had her on a couple weeks ago, and we did not get a chance to actually get into talking about juicing and things like that, and I'm sure people had a lot of questions dealing with that. So I definitely want to get into some of that and also ask some questions regarding nutrition, especially during the holiday season, which is coming up. So we know everyone, you know, kind of gets lax and gets lazy as we enter into the holiday season, and Thanksgiving's around the corner and Christmas, and, you know, we want to eat all the great stuff with all the fixings, the turkey, the dressing, all of that good stuff. And you know, we tend to get off of our healthy regimen. So that's something, too, that I definitely want to talk to her about. How can people stay on track and stay fit during the holiday season so that they're not falling so far off the beaten track of what they're trying to do? So if you guys have questions for Gigi, call us up. Actually, the chat room is open as well. So if you are interested, if you're listening in and you're interested in asking some questions for Gigi, you can definitely post your questions here in the chat box, and we'll be sure to ask Gigi for you. And then for those of you listening online, you can definitely call us up, 646-595-4038, and ask your questions as well. Definitely interact while she's here online with us. And again, this is going to be once a month on the show. While she is online with us, definitely call in and ask your questions. Take advantage of this opportunity to get some good insight on what's great and healthy for you. So she will be up at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. We are, again, going to go ahead and get into another music break. And then when we come back, hopefully Jahira will be on with us, and also Gigi, you guys. So here we go. We're going to go ahead and get into some Split Star featuring Busta Rhymes and Buzz Calhoun with Big Ring.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings.
Nah, niggas be hoping that this type of shit ain't soon. Niggas be hoping that I stop fucking their ass up soon. Well, that shit ain't happening no time soon. Paper Rock Conglomerate, yo. Now, I can fuck shit up again until a dance starts.
Damn, son.
So many zeros in my checks. Can you imagine when I cash one? Pass some of them bottles around like we a man. Pardon my team for pulling up a couple Aston Martins, and I'm farting and I'm shitting on you niggas like, look what we be starting. Tell you niggas get it right. Bottles full of arson. Sorry niggas need a light. Prior to the heat, I might lock shit down a little. From stepping in the spot, I hope you don't mind. Disrespect it. These bitches call me Dolce Rhymes, and you don't say I'm the pressure you don't mess with. Press up on you niggas, turn your face into a press kit. Yeah, you heard the messenger. Get with the commissioner. Hot shit, that's why I walk with a fire extinguisher. Double shot of Tron, should be calling to the Dillinger. 40 karat yellow diamond, pinky ring or kill him, bro.
You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. For these you would think I play ball. Watch me do my thing, I'm like Gold Bucks McDonald, all these carrots in my ring. Sierra Leone stones, that cost a small fortune. But it ain't nothing to a general when he's bossing. Coming down the lane with rings, they never seen me and my team. We getting cream and looking so clean. You would think I was
was a player, Jabob, dude, Kareem.
Woo!
Hitting bands fast is part of my routine. Yeah.
You think I play ball?
The way I do this, I'm all the way I do this. I'm painting the town, riding, see me stunting in my new whip. Mashing on the gas with a pocket full of gas. They thinking it's D-Wade when I'm rolling down the Ave now. It's the go-getter, get more cheddar, general, but count so much numbers in my ledger, I could get a big ring for every day of the week. I got my jeweler like a doctor on call, you would think I play ball.
You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. For these play ball for these big ring
I put in work for these big rings. You gon' need a black card for these big rings. Tight words, got your boy rockin' iceberg. Julie hitting up my iPhone first serve. I ball like Doc Julius Earth. And when I shoot, I'm ahead, call me Larry Bird. I'm a legend in anything that you did already. In other words, everything you say in a cemetery. A ball spin it, 20 years I did it. I'm the whole mansion. Nigga, you just shitting, you can catch me in the club. With my diamonds so loud, DJ can't play light. Nigga, turn your shit down. I ring like Dubai, hard to buy. You cops are going here, damn, least you try. But this you gonna need a little time, homie. This is big ring shit, not small money.
You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. For these play ball for these big ring. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. For these play ball for these big ring.
All right, guys, we're back. That was Swiss Star featuring Busta Rhymes and Bugs Calhoun with Big Rings. If you guys like that track, you can always request it here on Beauty and Beats. If you're just not tuning in, you're tuned into Beauty and Beats on Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, Royalty, and I've got Miss Jahira on the line with me. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what up? I am so sorry for being late on this evening, this fabulous evening.
That is okay. We missed you. Oh my God. Well, we talked about beauty stuff, Jahira. You missed all the goodies and beauties. I'm going to have to fill you in.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear. I'm going to have to pay back.
Then we did a little bit of entertainment news. Now, it was not Jahira style entertainment news, but it was a little bit of entertainment news. So.
Did you talk about Kendall? Or
I
Kylie?
Did not talk. The only thing I talked about Kylie was the rumor that there's trouble in paradise with her and Tyga. But that is all that I say about Kylie. Now, I'm sure you have some juicy Kylie news, because I knew she was going to be in entertainment news this week. I knew.
Man, oh my God. Okay, so I don't know. I have to say this, and I know our caller will be calling in soon. But did you grow up on Beverly Hills 90210?
Of course, yes, definitely.
So
that
I don't know
show.
If you know that Miss Tori Spelling, of course you know who her dad was, but
right,
she did a behind-the-scenes film of the show.
Really?
It's on Lifetime, y'all, and I'm telling you, I was one of those 15 million viewers when I was like, I don't know, 12, 13 years old, but this I saw it last night, and it was amazeballs.
Really?
I think it was great for you know, a person that grew up to see, but for actors to see, because it shows you what people, even what you may even look like when you're dealing with the cast.
Mm-hmm.
How you behave, what can mess you up, what cannot, what can, you can be, like, you know, that whole crap that went down between Shannon Doherty and the cast, you know, like, nobody
right.
really knew what really happened. All we know is Brenda was gone.
Right.
But we did hear that she was, like, messed up in the head, she had a lot of it's
right.
Which I'm not gonna spoil it. I'm not gonna be y'all spoiler alert, but but you gotta watch it. But they definitely talk about what happened between the cast. They talk about what happened with the producers. So those of you that are producers, are up-and-coming producers, directors, creators, this is an awesome movie for you to see. It's on Lifetime. And the funny part is, the best part to me, for upcoming writers, actors, producers, creators, like, it shows you even the whole spin-off thing that's going on today. You know how you're seeing the Basketball Wives in Miami, and then you got L.A., and you got, you know, Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop, and New York, and all of that, right? So it talks about what was going on back then, because the spinoff, what many may not know, was Melrose Place.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Remember Melrose? That was like the more adult
show.
But that's going to air next weekend, y'all, and I'm going to be glued to the TV, and I'm going to be glued to the TV tonight, because those that know me know I am a huge Homeland fan, and it's coming on tonight.
That I have not seen. I have not seen Homeland.
Yes. Must check it out. It's season 5. How can I not? I have to ask you real quick. Is our caller on the phone?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting, let me just say, did you or did you not, while we're on talks about TV shows and stuff, did you see Empire this past Wednesday?
I did.
Girl.
I did see it.
OMG, let me just say, I am not happy with the show. I'm like, what the F is going on?
You know, I have heard, go ahead, you got to tell me. What were you going to say? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, what did it for me? I mean, the show was already corny, but what made it cornier was the end part. Like, how the heck, man, please, ain't no way you're going to sit here and bribe a judge and he's going to let you run free.
Yeah.
What? You post up some pictures. Now, I want to know what the heck he gave the lawyer. I guess they ain't going to show that part, huh? What did they give the other lawyer?
Right.
But, yeah, because that show to me, and then Scandal, let me just say, is my new favorite show again, because Empire kind of took it last year, but Scandal is like, hell nah, niggas, I'm coming for you. Cause
yes, it
homegirl, is. Mrs. Pope,
woo,
she
yes.
is going in.
Yes, she is. It's so funny that you said that. Okay, so first let's go back to Empire. So I have heard like a lot of feedback from people watching Empire this season, and a lot of people are not happy to hire about it. And I don't know if it's just that the first season did so well that they're doing too much in this second season to, you know, trying to make it as good as the first season, but there's a lot of people who's not happy about how Empire is starting off. So I am hoping for the show's sake that it gets better.
Well, here's what a friend of mine had this discussion, and one of the things that my friend mentioned, which made a world of sense, is we got to realize that these are people from the movie world. The movie world and prime time are totally different. They
right.
did an awesome job with, you know, getting into the second season and making sure that everything was transparent and starting off from where they left off, but they didn't they didn't supersede it. They didn't. They're somewhere else. And you know, I can't speak on it because I'm not big in the whole. I know of it because I, you know, one of my clients is an actor, but I haven't exactly gotten my all the way in as I understand music. But it's kind of like they're still newbies to TV land. The TV world is completely different from the movie world. So,
right.
You know, I don't know if it's true or not, but I could tell you one thing. It ain't looking good. It ain't looking good.
It's not. I was worried about that too. So I am hoping like there's a silver lining in the cloud for the second season of Empire. So I'm going to keep watching you guys. We'll see what happens. And then I am all with you.
And
go ahead.
I was just saying, and then we had Skin.
And then there is Scandal.
Made my day.
Yes.
Made my week.
Yes, indeed.
But
I actually didn't see Thursday's episode of Scandal actually until today, and I was just like, oh my God. So
it's totally unexpected, right? Totally unexpected.
Right.
I wasn't expecting that. I'm like, what the hell is she doing? What?
I know. I was like, uh-oh. Oh my God.
Oh my God. She did it. So I'm definitely, and see, that's the whole thing about Empire is they're not captivating me to be like, oh shit, what's about to happen next week? I can't wait to see
right.
it. It's going
right.
to be the bomb. Like, this is like, we got to see this.
That's true. No,
crazy,
I totally
crazy,
agree.
Crazy. So, what happened? Were you going
to
say something?
No, I was saying I totally agree. I actually tried to get a friend of mine to actually watch the show. This is their first time. They didn't see season one. And I'm like, well, you got to, you know, watch it. And they watched it. And, like, yeah, the first two episodes was a fail for them. Like, they tried the first time. They was like, I'm not watching this. I was like, please watch the show. It gets better. And, yeah, second show did not work out too well for me either. So, needless to say, I couldn't convince them to keep watching it. So, I don't know, Empire.
Yeah, and then came Friday. And on Friday, it's interesting because there's a lot of TV shows that are coming on. And I'm like, I've been getting more into these. There's some good stuff going on right now. But
right.
For those Jackson fans, you know, first off, rewind, my girl dropped the album. I'm still waiting for it. I pre-ordered the CD, and it still
hey.
Hasn't gotten to me. But whatever. I'm getting it. It's on its way. But my girl Janet is in the building. Anyway, for the Jackson fans, they have a Jackson reality show.
Oh.
Did you know that? Yeah.
Is that with the kids? Is that like the...
Yep. It's basically, I think it's called The Next Generation. The Jackson's Next Generation, something like that. But you guys, you remember back in the days, like in the 90s, when Michael came out with his label and he had the three guy group, which was his nephews. They're all Tito's sons, by the way. I had no idea. They're all Tito's
yes.
sons.
Wasn't
and
it like 3T or something like that?
Yep, their name is 3T. So the show is actually about them.
That's so awesome.
It's about them trying to get back together and doing another album. But then you got
awesome.
Them individual lives, right? So you've got the individual
right.
lives. And for the first time, one of them sat with the queen of them all, Catherine Jackson, right? Now, you know when Catherine speaks, everybody stops. The whole
right.
world practically stops. Catherine is like, that's my mama too, just saying.
Right.
She was talking to one of the kids, because one of the, I say kids, but he's a grown man. But he wants to do a documentary. So he's talking to her because he wants to do a documentary. And she goes, on Michael? And he was like, yes, because I just know that everything that they're saying out there is not the truth.
Mm.
And she said something that made a world of sense. People don't want to know the truth.
Mm.
And she was
That's
like,
true.
Careful. Be careful, because they don't want to know the truth. And then she started talking about his mom, which I didn't know. I don't know if you knew. But his mother and Tito, they had gotten divorced. But I guess, you know, of course she moved on. And she was dating
mm-hmm.
a man. And the guy basically asked her to ask Michael Jackson, everybody, for some money.
What?
And because she said no, he killed her.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I did not know that.
That is crazy.
And so that's why he was saying, I can't remember the this one's name, but he was saying that that's why Michael took them on so close, because he felt so obligated that he couldn't understand. You know, like, you're going to feel some type of way. Somebody done killed your nephew's mom, your brother's ex, because they wanted to get money from you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's crazy.
That
so
is
Michael
crazy.
Took them in, and this one, I guess, was, like, the closest one to Mike, because he's like, if the only two people that I spoke to and got advice from was Mike and my mom, and they're both gone.
Wow.
So, yeah. It's interesting. That whole...
That is crazy.
Yep. I did not know that either, girl. And apparently it happened when he was like 18 or 19 years old.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
So
I don't know.
So this show airs on Fridays?
It airs on Fridays. Last Friday was the premiere. So it's
okay.
Just starting. It's every Friday night. I want to say it's at 9 on Lifetime.
Oh, Lifetime is moving up in the world.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm like, what? Lifetime? Yeah. Yep. They got that, and then they got... Oh, and then they had... then they had Tori Spelling do a one-on-one interview. But before she did the interview, they had her take a lie detector test.
Really?
And I guess the reasons why, which made sense after she explained it, but at first I'm like, why would you take a lie detector test? I don't care if you're telling the truth. But you know
right.
how the media is. And it made
right.
sense from what Catherine said. It's like the media will take whatever you say, twist it, and make it whatever it is they want to make it.
Right.
And
right.
so she took the lie detector test to basically show, hey, guys, I'm telling you the truth. Like, it is what it is. So I don't know if you knew this. Apparently a lot of people didn't. But she actually had sex with Jason Presley.
Oh, really?
And you remember who Jason Presley was. Is.
I do.
Yeah. So that was one of the questions they asked. I want to say under oath, but it was under the lie detector.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay, so you know, it's so funny that you said that. I was actually flicking through the channels yesterday, and I came across and saw her, like, I saw the show, but I didn't know what it was, and I didn't even stop to watch it. I should have watched it, but I, like, flicked through, and I saw her talking to someone. I was like, let me keep flicking through the channels. But now I'm going to stop and actually watch the show.
Yeah, you have to watch this because it was amazing. I mean, when I started watching it, this is the funny part, at about 12:30, it had just started. So I missed the beginning of it. But I started watching it, and it ended at 2. I watched the whole entire show because it was that good. It was so good. It was funny. It was everything. And it was so real. Like, you could just tell. And apparently, Tori is the one that recommended Shannon to play Brenda.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She was like, I think she would be great at it. And she recommended one of the guys. I can't remember who it was, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And because she's her daddy's daughter, she wanted to have sex, but she couldn't have sex, and it was just like, she wanted to, but she didn't. And she was like the last one to lose her virginity. That's why. Because her father was like, no, you're not going to see my daughter in that light.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
So they would talk about it in every season. But then it would, no, I'm not ready. She's not ready. Not my baby.
Right. Well, it looks like our caller.
I'm not sure what happened with our guest tonight. I did speak with her.
I think she's on the line now, Jahira.
You think so?
I think so.
Let's see.
So, Gigi, if you are on the line, go ahead and press 1 for me.
It would be a 404-917 number.
Oh, this is her. I see her. Hold on. I'm going to pick her up. Oh, and she just pressed 1. Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, snap.
Hi, Gigi.
Hi. Gigi Bear's on the phone with the world and us.
First of all, I want to apologize for my fashionably late appearance.
Not a problem.
Please, like, let me tell you something. I want to just say that I am a huge 49ers fan, and unfortunately, my did lose tonight. But we won't talk about that, okay? We were not going to talk about that, and because it delayed my arrival to be situated and to call in, I'm just now checking in. I have not forgot about Beauty and Beast Radio, and I am now. Can we just move forward?
She's really not happy when her 49ers lose. It's not a
right.
good day in Detroit. Well, G.
What are we discussing tonight? Okay, I want to just let the listeners know out there that I'm a huge football fanatic. My team is the San Francisco 49ers, born and raised in the Bay. And unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers was coming for our heads and that. So we're moving forward. We're not going to cry over this. We're going to keep it pushing. It's still early in the season for those other football fanatics out there. And I am positive and confident that we will overcome. So what's going on? Sorry.
I am dying over here.
She had to get that out of her.
Yes, I did.
Well, now that you've got it off your chest, you have to share some health knowledge with us and our audience.
Okay, what are we talking tonight?
So I've got a question here. I think this is good because we're getting close to the holiday season, and you know everybody's consuming all this bad stuff. So I'm wondering, what are some good health tips that you could give to some of the listeners out there when it comes to like this holiday season and making healthier choices?
Well, the number one thing when it comes to the holiday season, because the holiday season is typically a time where we congregate and we get with our family and our friends, and we're kind of like just free-spirited when it comes to being celebratory and being coming together with our friends and family, right?
Right.
So typically we subconsciously don't think about what we are putting into our bodies. We're just like, oh, we're with our friends, we're with our family, we're with all the people that we love. You know what I mean? So hey, let's celebrate. Let's endure whatever we drink and whatever we eat. But 9 times out of 10, ladies, when we are in that mentality, 9 times out of 10, 90% of what we consume during the times of celebratory, during the holidays, is sugar. Sugar, sugar,
yeah.
Sugar, sugar. You understand? So my suggestion, my concern is basically just educating the people that the less sugar they consume, the better. Because when we are around the people that we love, whether it's even like everything from desserts to eggnogs to what else? Even the main courses, drinks, just desserts like apple pies, everything like
sweet
that.
Sweet potato
like,
pie, yep.
Sweet potato pies, eggnog, all of those things consume some type of sweetener, and 95% of it is artificially flavored. That's just the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And over 90% of the things that we consume over the holidays have some type of GMOs in it. And we talked about this the last time that I was on the show about GMOs, which is actually genetically modified organisms. And for those that don't know what genetically modified organisms are, just briefly, those are basically things that organisms that are taken out from other organisms and altered into organisms that they are trying to grow or produce. So they can take DNA from somewhere else, inject it into somewhere that, like, say, chickens, turkeys, whatever, and alter the DNA from that source to preserve or keep it, you know, lasting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow.
Right. I mean, it's so much details that go into as far as GMOs or whatnot, but when it comes to trying to maintain, you know, the being healthy consciously and aware of what they're putting inside of their bodies, is people tend to not want to they don't really care, or they don't are not really aware of what they're doing or what they're putting in their bodies, because they're just being so free-spirited, or they're thinking that, oh, you know, I'm with my families, I'm with my friends, and we're just, you know, we're celebrating. We're really not concerned with the health and the foods that we're consuming. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to this time of the year, ladies, it's really all about the unity and the love and coming together and being one. You know what I mean? So
right.
9 times out of 10, a lot of the families, they're not concerned with that. But once it's over, ladies, let me tell you something. They are going to be concerned with that, because they're thinking like, whoa, I just gained 5 pounds. I gained 10 pounds. I gained 15 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
How did this happen?
Wow.
Because the weather, the seasons, changes our hormonal distinctions. It changes us. It changes the way we think. It changes the way we're active. So
what do you recommend? Like, do you suggest a certain way that people should eat?
Right. It's all about preparation. It's all about preparation. If they can just accept the fact that, okay, you know what? The seasons are changing. I need to start preparing myself for these type of cravings or foods or the way I'm going to eat during this time of the year. So once they realize and once they accept the fact that, you know what, the seasons are changing, my metabolism is slowing down. You know, I have a slower metabolism, and my sweet tooth is craving for more. They need to start preparing for that. And what I mean by that is they need to basically start accepting the fact that, you know what, I need to eat more lean. I need to eat less meat. I need to start eating foods that are going to help me build my immune system. Because remember, ladies, that this is the time of the year that a lot of people get sick.
Right.
A lot of people get sick around this time because the solid foods and the animal proteins that we do consume around this time of the year basically deteriorate our digestive system. So when our digestive system is overworking, when it's working overtime, it's basically deteriorating our immunity. And our immune system is like, whoa, I'm tired. I don't have energy to fight off, you know, any foreign substances that's coming into the system around this time. So the key is preparation.
Right.
So it's all about preparation. So if we prepare ourselves and prepare our body and prepare our immunity to build against defending against, you know, sickness and foreign substances and stuff like that are coming into our bodies, then our body will be prepared or will be ready to defend against those things. And that's how you don't get sick. You don't get sick because you're taking in more vitamin C. You're taking in more vitamin D. You're taking in more anti-inflammatories and antioxidants. Those are things, those are necessary minerals, vitamins, and essentials that build your immunity stronger, so so that it can defend or fight against whatever is coming into your body, trying to get you sick. And it's going to happen, especially for people that are constantly around a lot of other people. When you work around a lot of people and you're constantly out there in front of a lot of people, that's what happens.
All right. Well, I was fine, unfortunately.
It has ended.
Thank you so much for calling in and for audience that was listening.
Thank you,
and
Gigi.
The call.
You're welcome.
We will be back, and she will be back with us probably early next month. God willing.
I will. I will. I'll, you know, anytime. Just let me know.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, and I'm sorry about your 49ers, but we still got another day.
You might have to bring up the 49ers.
Keep your head up.
That's all okay. Right. You know what? I'm about to go to bed, but that's okay.
All right, lady. I'll chat with you later.
Thank you again. Okay.
Thanks, Gigi.
All right. Bye-bye. All right,
bye-bye.
All right, have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right, you guys.
Our day is, it's been short, but it's been wonderful, as always.
It has. It was a really good show, and I can't wait till Gigi comes back on. And so for those of you who were listening in, because I'm sure people have questions that they want to ask and everything, but that was some really good info to know for the holidays, you guys. So Gigi will be back with us, and we have come to the closing of the show here. So you guys, as always, we're live every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can always follow us on Twitter at Beauty and Beats, DHR, and also Beauty and Beats, DHR, also for Facebook. So make sure that you follow us. You can also follow me at AMR Artistry on Twitter. And I'll let Jahira give out her social media handle.
Hey, you can follow me on Twitter at I am Jahira, J-A-H-A-I-R-A. My Instagram is at @IM_Jahira. And my Facebook, for my Facebook fans, you can follow me at J World Group.
All right, you guys, there you have it. We will be back next week with another hot show. So you guys, make sure that you tune in next Sunday. Also, coming up later tonight, we've got Urban Society. They will air at 10:30 p.m. Eastern right here on Dollhouse Radio. So until next week, you guys, have a fabulous Sunday, and we will see you on the next show.
Later.
Peace out.
I want you to put somebody on him. All right, sugar. You got a girl who can turn him out?
I have got a girl whose pussy is so good, if you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine. Let's do it. Got a girl, pussy,
hey.
So good.
Got your man, Memphis Moe. Hey. M-Town, to H-Town, to A-Town, to Shot-Town. Let's go.
I got a girl, pussy so good. She got these niggas out here fighting in the hood. Trying to claim her, we used to gang bang her. Pussy so good, it'll change her. She'll make a player cuff, you'll never get enough. Can't look her in the eyes when you fuck. You gotta try to hit it from behind so she can't get all in your mind. Pussy good and she super fine. Baddest bitch around, I'll make you bust and keep you up. If she ain't better than Super, here she next runner up. I'm talking straight slut, make your fantasy come true. But the pussy so good, she can't only fuck with you.
Pussy, 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 so good, good. Pussy, 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 so good, good. Got a girl, pussy so good, good. Pussy so good, good. Pussy so good, good. I got a girl, her pussy.
a nigga riding around all day looking through the hood. Ain't pick up the phone, I'm on my way, I wanna feel that thing. The way you work them hips will drive a man insane. Bad bitch with a bad mouth, when she on the pole, niggas cash out. And she guarantee you bust a nut in minutes before you pass out. And she throwing that ass, niggas don't wanna let go of that ass. Don't like the pussy, you must be a fag, a gay or something. Don't matter to me, cause it's more for the money. Niggas is bees and she got that honey. Sunshine pussy, must be from Florida. Give me that cookie, I'm placing my order. Nuke it, nuke it, like it comes from the border. Look it, look it, can I touch it and fondle? Ooh wee, like a river is running. Fill her up and put this dick in her tummy. These niggas in love, but she chasing her money.
Pussy good, bring it back, break her back, make her scratch, make her squeal, make her talk, she's a rat. Pop a pill, make it pop, you'll be back. Bad phone, dip it lay long. Real bad, tip it, got my head gone. Let her ride, get it right. Back, put your record in it, bit like slip and slide. Only get to the baller, let her pussy make him stumble. Then the bit, he'll tell like water. That little pussy run like fumble. Beat the water, like the sun, probably feed you, then I bought it. Then the pussy is illegal, had to stamp it when I bought it. Damn!
Pussy, go good. Hey look, pussy so good, when she walks she said tickle. Tattoos on the body, she got piercings on the nipple. Dance at club, stroke a Monday night in Magic City. Tuesday she in Folly, she said baby come and get me. I got some hoes up at Onyx, I put them bitches on Molly. Then we go out and go party, then we go home and get naughty. She put that pussy on a nigga, get the squirting. Throwing money, then she get the twerking. Girl on top of girl, I get the working. Body serving purpose, picture perfect. D-Live throwing G-sign. Bad bitch on the east side. Fine hoe on the south side. Bring that pussy on outside. Hit the horn and I skate. Take your bitch on one date. Take her back to my place. Pussy all in my face.
Pussy, go good.